The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Quality Roofing Solutions.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel. I hope you're having a good morning so far. Another gorgeous day in Pensacola. Hey, maybe not a bad day to climb up on the roof. You know more who's here in the house? Ben Murphy's here, Director of Marketing with Quality Roofing Solutions. Hey, good morning. I'm doing good. It's great to hear you. Well, now, why is your microphone not coming on here? Well, let's see. Well, let me check something else here.
My microphone
here
voice.
Here it is. There he is.
There he is. Voice.
Operator hey. Error.
That's all right. We had to work out the kinks. That's all right.
Well, he's got such a great radio voice, too. It's just like very, very baritone. It's fabulous.
I had somebody ask me last time we were after the show, like, did you practice that radio voice?
I did not.
But,
I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
We may have a place for you here.
Well,
you better be careful.
I don't know. Maybe my pitch is perfect.
I had to get it out of the way. It's all good. All right, here we go. Getting to the seriousness. Tell us about Quality Roofing.
Yes, thanks. No, I appreciate it. It's great to see you again, Meg. We're proud to be here. I'm glad to be here. Quality Roofing is, of course, proud to be part of our Pensacola community. We've been in Pensacola since 2006. We are your top-rated residential commercial roofing contractor.
So you're going to have a big celebration next year.
Yeah, we're really excited. Coming up on the big 2-0. That's 20 years, almost 20 years of locally owned owner-operator.
Yeah.
I worked just down the hall from the man that started the business all those years ago, and I see him almost daily, and that's awesome to have as part of our organization. So, it's a great Pensacola-based company, but we service all the way from here to Panama City, and we also have some locations down Central Florida as well. So,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we're local, but we have the capacity to be able to serve our customers at scale.
Mm-hmm. So. That's great. So, if someone wanted to reach out to you and get an estimate or something like that, where's your website, your phone numbers, and where are you located?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we always encourage people to come by our showroom. We have a showroom off of Herman Avenue in Pensacola. So you can see samples and, touch, feel, look at the shingles that you might be interested in or a metal roof. But of course, check us out online, qualityroofingsolutions.com. We've got a lot of great resources there. And then we've always got a friendly staff who answers the phone. And we're here to answer any questions you have. So give us a shout at 850-788-7691.
And you don't want to take that for granted that an actual person answers the phone. I love when I hear that.
Yeah. Something that we've been really leaning into lately is we believe in phone calls and handshakes because I personally have been dealing with some frustrating trying to get in touch with a bigger corporate organization and just feeling like I'm talking to a robot, and I never want our customers ever feel like that, and they won't. They talk to a person.
That's great. That is really great. And that's part of the fact that you've been around a long time in this area, so you're local. You know what to expect. So what are you thinking now as we're into the past mid-September with no storms? Obviously, Quality Roofing is an expert on storms and storm preparation and repairs in this area. So what are your thoughts?
Well, that's a great mention, Meg. Of course, it is hurricane season, so we always encourage our customers or those who may not have a newer roof, do a check. Make sure that if you're able, hop up on that roof, take a look if there's any missing shingles, loose shingles. If you're not able to get up on the roof, sometimes you can find granules that have come down the downspouts in your gutters. If you don't have gutters, there may just be granules kind of resting at the bottom of your roof there. So things like that can be signs that maybe your roof is due for a replacement, but We're also not naive to getting up on a roof is a little nerve-wracking and maybe something you're not comfortable doing. So we are the experts, and we're happy to come out and take a look.
Is there a fee for something like that, just to kind of take a quick look
at
it?
No, not at all. We pride ourselves on being the trusted experts, and we want to give you trusted advice. We're going to tell you if you need something, and in the same way, we're going to tell you if we're not going to sell you something you don't need.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. Okay. When we're talking about the different kinds of things to look for, what are some things to check or notice about your roof? I tend to, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I've not got a great attitude about that, but maybe with hurricane season, we probably need to be a little more diligent about that.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think maybe we have some homeowner bias. That is, well, when there's a problem, I go exploring. That usually means I'm pulling out the card and I'm paying for something.
But right,
it's always going to be, of course, a lot more expensive to be reactive versus trying to be proactive, like you're asking there, Meg. So, like I mentioned, of course, looking for loose shingles and things of that nature, but also just doing some general maintenance around the house or around the yard, making sure there's no large limbs or trees, branches hanging on the roof, hitting the roof. To your point of things to look for, maybe if you're a little bit nervous, mm-hmm. Maybe we don't want to see wet spots on the ceiling. That can maybe
yeah,
a
you
sign.
See those and you try not to see them.
Yeah. Florida is fun because sometimes we get that rain that comes almost sideways. So
yes.
It can be challenging. Maybe is that my roof, is that an issue with my siding, is it coming in through a vent, but again, we're going to help guide you and give you some advice in that capacity. But we also have a full-fledged repair department, and we've seen a lot of people trying to take advantage of putting a few more years into their life with maybe a repair if they can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's smart. That's very smart. And then one of the things that you mentioned before was about securing the exterior. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's really important to not only have, some plywood or some kind of exterior protection available so that in case of a storm, wind damage can be pretty brutal. So just making sure you're covering your windows, putting away any extra items on the ground, things of that nature. The roof is really, you want to make sure you don't have any penetrations, any spots where that water can get in. And we see that a lot around the pipe boots, especially those like around your plumbing stack, your ventilation stack in your kitchen. That sun is pretty brutal and it can wear down the material that comes often.
The ceiling kind of what seals that vent or with chimneys, I know, can have an issue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that can be another thing. That flashing starts to peel back. Anywhere water will find a way to get in and it can.
Mm-hmm.
So just trying to be on the lookout for things like that. And again, if you're not sure what to be on the lookout for, we're happy to help.
Okay, great. We're talking with Ben Murphy this morning. He's the Director of Marketing for Quality Roofing Solutions. So this is the time to ask your questions. This is the expert panel, and he's definitely an expert on roofing. So text in your questions at 850-437-1620. And one of the things, too, about roofing repairs and getting ready as we get into the season, making sure that your insurance is up to date, correct? Take a review of your insurance policy?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great point, Meg. Documentation is key. Mm-hmm. So I've even gotten recommendations from my own risk advisor. It's good once a season to take some photos of the house, take a video.
That's a good idea with your phone. Wouldn't take you that long. I mean,
yeah, I loved how I had somebody describe it like, okay, well, you shoot the video and have your wife be Vanna White. She's walking around. This is our TV. This is this. And,
there you go.
It's just to have that documentation. Then, like you said, it's on your phone. That means it's safe. It's offloaded. It's not. You would hate for a storm to come through and you can't access that. You can't get that.
Of course.
So of course, having those kinds of things, having digital copies of your insurance documents is of course very, very important. One thing that we're seeing, and we're not naive to maybe the challenges that insurance companies and homeowners are facing with insurance here in Florida. We've seen a lot of and have had a lot of customers who've got that dreaded non-renewal letter from insurance companies.
Oh, yes.
That's basically saying, hey, we're not going to renew your policy because the condition of your roof, we don't think it's got what it needs to withstand another storm. You know, and unfortunately that puts a lot of people between a rock and a hard place, right?
For sure. Yeah. That's a lot of quick pressure to get something done.
No, absolutely. So we've again had a lot of people that have had that issue, and we've helped them navigate that, whether that's, coming out and we do an insurance inspection where we provide documentation, you know, do a report and provide it for your insurance company saying, this roof actually does have some more years. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just a speculative thing. This is, you know, from a professional, or we can help you, with that roof replacement. You know, we've also got some great financing options, some 12-month savings cash things.
Oh, you do offer a financing.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Especially, you know, right now it's maybe a little bit more cash tight, but okay, well, 12 months, I can pay the thing off in 12 months, right? Take advantage of those kinds of opportunities. And then we have the My Safe Florida program, which is a grant, again, another tool that homeowners should absolutely leverage.
And talk about that a little bit, Ben. I know you have before, but that is an amazing program.
I will. Anytime you let me get on the soapbox about My Safe Florida, I'm happy to, because
for folks that don't know, what is that?
Yeah, no, it's a state run program, and it's essentially the opportunity to get a grant or a reimbursement for home defense, protecting your home and with a new roof or new windows, new garage doors. But you know, obviously a new roof is where we really recommend you start, because that's the most important one during a storm. But the program itself, it allows a homeowner to be reimbursed, up to $10,000, on a new roof replacement. So, for every dollar that you'll put in, the state will match it and give you $2 up to $10,000. So if that roof is $15,000, you're going to pay $5,000. They're going to pay $10,000.
That's great.
Yeah. I myself took advantage of the program, 2 years ago now. It's been, and I'm bringing it back up because it just got refunded. They just put new money into the pot, if you will. So especially if you've applied for it and you were kind of on the waiting list, log back into mysafeflhome.com and check out the status of your account. See if you've been approved and are able to move forward. Because again, it's a great opportunity to get a new roof and really feel secure and know that you're protected. And I don't know a way you're going to get it much less.
Right. Well, you can just Google My Safe Florida Home.
Absolutely.
And the program is active right now, I believe.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, to check it out.
Yeah, put your name on the list. Now, there are a couple of requirements in terms of overall home value, and it has to be your primary residence, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But absolutely, check it out. Put your name on the list. The answer is no, always no if you never ask.
Yeah. Talking with Ben Murphy, who is with Quality Roofing Solutions. So if you've got a question, be sure and text it in at 850-437-1620. And this is a great question. I have a roof that's about 10 to 12 years old. Looks good to me. How do I know how many years before I have to replace it?
Well, I would say have an inspector, have somebody come out and take a look at it.
I like this listener. Looks good to me.
Well, yeah, and it can be, it can look good from the ground.
Right, that's
you know, it can be hard to see sometimes lifted shingles, or what we call nail pops, where the nails start to back out of the decking. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there can be soft spots in that plywood underneath, which you're not going to see from the eye, but you get up there and walk the roof and you feel a soft spot, you'll know real quick. So those can be some visual cues, but our guys are also going to get in the attic and take a look at that,
right,
too.
Right. Yeah, that's smart.
So, again, to our listener, we'd love to be able to help you out. Give our team a call. No obligation. We'd just love to give you that reassurance, that peace of mind.
And where are you located again?
Yeah, absolutely. We're in Pensacola. We've got a location in Fort Walton Beach as well as in Dufuniac. But serving all along the Gulf Coast. You can get in touch with us at 750-788-7691, 788-7691, or qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay, we got another text that just came in. Is a metal roof really worth it? Ooh, that's a good question.
That is a good question. And I think there's a bit of subjectivity that goes into that, because I know a lot of people really appreciate maybe almost that nostalgia of what a metal roof brings, that, you know, the sound of the rain.
Mm-hmm. And those are more, and what I'm just thinking out loud, sheets of metal on the top versus shingles?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that more of, almost think of,
I mean, I've seen
plywood
them.
Length sheets of metal, but longer.
Gotcha. You know, or, okay.
And they're overlaid together. Mm-hmm. And depending on the style, you've got standing seam or exposed fastener.
And that was a trend for a little while, right?
Absolutely. And the cost of metal roofing has gone up quite a bit. And I mean, as most things have. Well, I really do appreciate the aesthetic of metal roofing. I think for the cost point, there are a lot more up-to-date options. They've mm-hmm. got some really cool, like, stone-coated steel that look like tile or look
really?
Like shingles, but they're metal. The other part of metal roofing is, depending on the style of metal roofing, you know, you can be doing some maintenance throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the years, like the exposed fastener, you've got to do some maintenance every, you know, 8 to 10 years. The other challenge is just, again, the insurance companies.
Right.
They may not let you have that roof, that metal roof, for as long as the lifespan will really, really be. You know, mm-hmm. a metal roof easily run 30, 40 years, well-maintained.
Oh, gosh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, especially the standing seam style.
Mm-hmm.
But will the insurance company let you run it that long? That's
okay.
That's kind of the variable.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we're talking about roofs. Got another question about solar roofs.
Yeah. I mean,
do we have those? I mean, I do see a few solar houses.
Yeah.
Is it really worth it in the long run, do you think?
Well, so a cool little plug. We are actually a certified Tesla roof installer.
Oh,
so
there's a Tesla roof?
There is a Tesla solar roof. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's essentially, again, almost like those metal panels, but they are solar panels.
And interesting.
Yeah, we've got a few of them in town. You know, still some of the early adopters, but those are a really cool, you know, opportunity to utilize solar. Solar is a great option. I personally, and this is just my personal opinion, I struggle with it because you're taking that brand new roof and you're drilling into it to attach solar.
Okay.
And often, I mean, if you're going to find a place for water to start leaking in, that can really do it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that a lot of people don't, may not realize until the issue comes up, is if there is a roofing issue, we by law have to have an electrician or that solar company come out and disconnect the solar before we can work on the roof, because there's power running to the solar. So, and we,
right?
We
of
can't
course.
Disconnect
yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes it creates this, kind of back and forth that the customer, you know, we want to try to help manage as much as we can, but ultimately they're going to be at the will of their solar installer or an electrician or whoever that is, to come out and remove it before a roofing issue could be looked at. So
you want to make sure that the company that you use is certified and really knows what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And there are a lot of benefits to solar. Absolutely. Like I love it personally. We use it. We go camping a lot, so we utilize solar. I'm not against it by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I just wouldn't want to drill into my brand new roof that I know is going to be safe and has the shingles we use. They don't have an active God clause, but
right.
They're not going to be void if a storm comes into the coast.
Right. Okay.
I don't know if I could say as much confidently about solar.
Okay. That's so interesting. Okay. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, talking to Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions, or Qualified, either way, I think.
Yeah.
Quality and Qualified. So you've been in the business now coming up on a 20th anniversary, which is pretty incredible. And the folks that are involved with you have lots and lots of experience in this area. When I think about all the different types of roofs in Pensacola, it's pretty extraordinary, because you've got homes from the 1800s, brand new homes on the beach, homes up in Cantonment or up in Milton. How do you, I don't even know how, do you have one that's just one that you prefer over the other, or is there, you just have to know about all of it? How do you become experts?
Well, thankfully we have a team of experts, and we really lean into not being, well, as an organization, we can't handle anything. We specialize in having experts. So we know we have people that are commercial roofing experts. Residential roofing is our primary focus and really where we excel. But we also work with new construction.
A lot of, you know, so it's not just repair roofing or replacing a roof. You do new roofs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're building a home and, you know, in maybe those stages, we're happy to help you there. We also, and this is something that I think a lot of people don't know, we also handle gutters.
Oh, that's good to know.
By themselves. If you have a roof that doesn't need any service, we can help with gutters, including the leaf guards and filters that can go over those too. So, you know, that's really important. I didn't realize the importance of having proper water flow and making sure your gutters are working great because that erosion, that water can sit around the foundation of your house and it can rain a lot and very heavy here where it doesn't necessarily have a time to evaporate and it's going to seep down into the ground. So making sure you get that water away from the house is really important. So,
and I believe gutters is on your list of things to be prepared for as we're into this hurricane season.
Yeah, exactly. If you do have gutters, of course, cleaning them out, making sure that they are free of any obstructions, especially on those downspouts, making sure that those downspouts are pointing where you want them to go. And then just during the times when it is raining, you know, trying to see if there is any pooling or areas where water's collecting that, you know, might benefit from some additional gutters. You know, I found that out on my house. I'm like, okay, I kind of need some on my garage area as well. Not
of course,
just the
sometimes
house.
We don't think about that, but that's true.
Well, and I'm guilty as charged, a first-time home buyer. I bought the house with the gutters that came on it that were installed by the company that built the house. So I didn't know what I didn't know. And, you know, I'm thankful for what I do know. And that's given me the opportunity to make some changes in my.
Okay, here's kind of a fun question that just came in to the text line. I'm getting ready to decorate for Halloween. Any tips on how not to ruin my roof in the process? And I probably, as we get into the holidays, hanging lights and doing all those kinds of things, you probably could do some damage.
Yeah. Don't let the husband go too wild up there with like a nail gun or a hammer and start, you know, banging things in there.
You're adding Santa's sleigh to the top
or
putting up a big witch or ghost or something.
That's a great question, though. You know, of course, anything that you can use that is more of a clip style fashion where you can, you know, maybe attach it around the edge of the roof. Mm-hmm. I know they've got those clips that'll fit into the siding to be able to like support
lights.
Well,
I've seen people hanging things from gutters, so that's probably not the best idea.
I would not recommend that. You know, that can only pull away the gutters, but you know, they're often attached right there by the drip edge. So you just want to avoid anything that could give the opportunity for an issue to arise.
Okay, that's just a common sense answer.
Yeah,
careful, basically.
Yeah, nothing too heavy hanging off the edge. That was a great point. Avoid hanging heavy items off the gutters.
Right.
Utilize those spaces that there's just a drip edge, if you will.
Gotcha.
Makes it a lot easier.
Well, we've got about a minute or so left. There's really a lot to talk about in terms of what you all do and the services you provide. Anything you want to mention we haven't talked about this morning?
You know, again, we're just happy to be here, part of the community. Thank you for, you know, almost 20 years, Pensacola. It's absolutely incredible to be able to serve the people that we do. I do want to give a shout out to our team. We recently rolled over 1,000 Google reviews here in Pensacola.
Oh, wow.
With a 4.9. So
Wait. Back up. What did you have?
A 4.9.
Out of 5?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't even know if I've ever seen that.
And, you know, that's something that we take seriously, and you know, that comes through being an honest and reputable organization. So there's a lot of bad taste that can come with roofers and roofing and fly by night, but you know, I just, if anybody is unsure about a quality company, I just ask for the opportunity for us to let them serve them. That's what we're here to do. Any questions, we're here. We've got a team of incredibly happy people who love their jobs and are here to help our customers any way they can.
Well, that sounds wonderful. It makes all the difference. And integrity goes a long way.
Absolutely. That's right.
And yeah, you're right. Sometimes I think roofers don't have the best reputation because of all the fly-by-nights, like you said. So
yeah.
This is not the case with Quality Roofing Solutions. We are information on how we can reach you one more time.
Absolutely. Get in touch with us at 850-788-7691 or qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ben Murphy. He's Director of Marketing with Quality Roofing Solutions. And again, this is the time to make those repairs and to have them come out and take a look at your roof.
Thank you.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.